Dear Cheap Astronomy, why don't you gain mass when you approach the speed of light? Here at Cheap Astronomy, we'd like to think that most regular listeners give a tired sigh every time they read an article claiming that an object can never exceed the speed of light because the object gains mass as it approaches the speed of light and so needs more and more energy to accelerate any faster, and eventually the quantities involved asymptote towards infinity. In other words, you can never exceed the speed of light. If you were to say the object's relativistic mass increases as it approaches the speed of light, then yes, you are spot on. But all you are then saying is that the object's mass increases relative to you, to your frame of reference. A range of different observers in different frames of reference who are all measuring that object's mass may get a range of different answers. All those different answers would be quite correct with reference to the context from where and when they were taken. But they would all be genuinely different measurements, and they would all be genuinely correct. This is Einstein's fundamental message, that there is no one absolutely correct frame of reference against which everything else can be measured. So there is no one correct measurement. There are many. However, there is still an absoluteness about what you measure within your own frame of reference. So if you have a mass of 75 kilograms on Earth, then that is what you will continue measuring your mass to be, regardless of what speed you are going at. In relativity terminology, we say 75 kilograms is your proper mass. What other observers measure, if you and them are moving in different frames of reference, is your relativistic mass. And certainly someone on Earth, measuring your mass when you are moving close to the speed of light, will measure it to be a lot more than 75 kilograms. Nonetheless, armed with Lorentz transformations, the formulas used in Einstein's special relativity, those distant observers could actually calculate your proper mass if they do know the speed you are moving at by using the appropriate transformation formula. So, while to a distant observer you do measurably gain mass near the speed of light, from your own frame of reference you don't. And if you are on a spaceship that's also in your own frame of reference, it won't suddenly find it has to work harder because you've gained extra mass. To run through the standard thought experiment, imagine you send a spacecraft to Alpha Centauri with a magical propulsion drive capable of accelerating you at 1G indefinitely. Under those conditions, the spaceship should approach the speed of light in about a year, having crossed about half a light year's distance. And even up close to the speed of light, the crew will be alive and well, since they are only ever experiencing 1G of acceleration. What an Earth observer sees and measures will be complicated by the ship moving close to the speed of light, so all signals from it will be redshifted. Indeed, if there is a video feed from the crew, progressive frames of it will arrive to Earth with longer pauses in between, so the crew will appear to be in slow motion. From Earth's perspective, when the ship is at, say, 99% of the speed of light, the ship will appear dark red and also appear to be losing its ability to accelerate at 1G. So sure, if you knew nothing about Einsteinian relativity and you had complete confidence in the magical propulsion drive's ability to maintain an acceleration of 1G indefinitely, you might be forced to assume the ship had gained mass. There'd be no point asking the crew about it, since by the time any message from you gets to where they were when you sent it, they'd already be almost another half light year ahead, and you'd get no useful information from them, since their video feed would have almost ground to a halt. But now consider it all from the crew's perspective. Their waistbands haven't expanded, their wristwatches and heartbeats are going at normal speed, and their magical propulsion drive is working just fine. What they notice is that all the measurements about the distance of their destination from Earth are dead wrong, since they would have nearly arrived there after only a year or so of travel. It's only when they do arrive and get their bearings that they find they really did cross 4.3 light years to Alpha Centauri, and when they check back with Earth, around 5 years would have passed. So they might conclude they all experienced a shared hallucination, although they clearly did lose time and didn't age very much. But it is far more likely they'll conclude relativity physics works.